Little White Lie is a new documentary about family secrets and cultural identity.
I grew up in a world with synagogue, Hebrew school, bar mitzvahs. My family knew who they were, and they defined who I was. So it never occurred to me that I was passing. I actually grew up believing I was white.
That is Lacey Schwartz. She grew up in Woodstock, New York. Sometimes she questioned why her deeper skin tone and curly hair didn't look like others in her family. Her parents are white and Jewish and explained that Lacey inherited her looks from a Sicilian great-grandfather with darker features and coarse hair. It was plausible. It was what they believed. And as NPR special correspondent Michelle Norris explains, it just wasn't true. She spoke with Lacey Schwartz and her mother, Peggy Schwartz.
The film, Little White Lie, focuses on a secret that changes Lacey's life. The man she thought was her father actually wasn't. Lacey's mother had carried on a long-standing affair that began even before she was married, an affair with a black man named Rodney Parker. He was actually Lacey's biological father. Even before she learned the secret, Lacey wondered why she looked so different. The explanation, she said, didn't always make sense.
I've thought about, obviously, these kind of things a lot. Are there other people who are white and Jewish and have hair like mine? There are. So, as a child and even as an adolescent, I really struggled with those things because I thought, well, look at that person. I'm not that much darker than them. I'm not that dark, or are my lips really that much fuller, or is my hair that much curlier? So when you take all of the individual features separately, it was easier to say, well, I could be from my family, or look at that person, or look at that person, or look at that person. When you put it all together, though, which happened later in my teens, that was when it didn't really add up. But when I was younger...
But you were thinking about it pretty early. You show a picture from a diary, a Judy Blume diary, and it says, if I could change anything about myself, what would it be? I don't know if I got the question right, but I remember in your handwriting... At that age, your handwriting is always very dramatic and lots of curly cues. You wrote, I would ask for lighter skin.
Yeah.
Who was that little girl? What was she wishing?
It's funny because when I, obviously in doing this film, I really combed through the archives and went back to, I knew that there was insecurity and I knew there was insecurity about difference. But when I even saw that, I didn't remember writing that. I didn't. I do remember feeling the way I felt and feeling kind of like I wanted to conform to what I perceived to be the norms, of beauty at that time, straight hair, lighter skin, blonder if possible. But who that little girl was, is she was just somebody who was, I think, like lots of little girls who are aware of their difference and feel insecure about it and for a variety of different reasons aren't really put in a position to totally embrace and love who they are.
Peggy, when you kept this secret for so many years, even during a period where Lacey's biological father had come and sat at the family table and everyone had met him, keeping the secret for so many years, what was it that motivated you to hold on to that? What were you afraid of?
I was afraid of having the life as we know it end. The family life. I was afraid of what it would do to my husband. Obviously I had an affair, but I was, in some ways, not to pat myself on the back, I was being considerate of him. So I didn't want this all to come out. Was that foolish? It was foolish.
When Lacey first told you she was interested in making this film, did you try to talk her out of it, or...?
No, I never tried to talk her out of it, and once I knew it was happening, there was just no choice. And I speak a lot about the fact that I really did embrace it for Lacey's sake and for my own sake. It was okay.
What did it do for you?
It freed me. It freed me. Now, one of the things I learned from Lacey making this movie in the beginning, I had a little trouble understanding the difference between lie and denial, which Lacey talks about living lies and living in denial.
What's the difference?
The movie for me is that I wasn't lying. I just was in denial. I wasn't paying attention, and I was going about my day-to-day life and not really acknowledging that there was not a 100% chance, but a really good chance that Lacey's father was not...
Not your husband.
My ex-husband. And that really had nothing to do with race. It just was an issue about paternity.
When Lacey Schwartz left the largely white enclave of Woodstock to go to college, she was unsure about her racial identity. Georgetown University made the decision for her. Lacey was accepted as an African-American student based on the photo she included with her application, even though she hadn't checked a box marking her race. And for the first time, while away from home and family, she found herself in a circle of black friends.
As it turned out, hanging out with black people put a lot of my insecurities to rest. The dark skin I always worried about was light skin to them, and my bad hair became good hair. My black friends looked at me and saw another black person. Feeling like an outsider was something they could relate to. For the first time in my life, I felt like I belonged. And somehow, I just knew that black was who I was.
The film goes on to chronicle a series of conversations, sometimes painful confrontations, with her mother, friends, schoolmates, and family as Lacey embraces the truth about her real father and what it means for her as a woman who now identifies as being black when she once thought of herself as white. It's clear sitting across from mother and daughter together in our studio, the two have now made peace with the truth and what it means for the next generation. Lacey's children, Peggy's grandsons.
You know, I have to say, I don't really think of the bigger picture right now. All I see is these two cute little loving human beings. I do realize that they will be black men someday, please God. I mean, in all honesty, I just look at them as little babies, but I do have that in the back of my mind that these two people will be black men. And what will the world be like for them?
That's Peggy Schwartz, along with her daughter, filmmaker Lacey Schwartz. They spoke with NPR's Michelle Norris. Little White Lie airs tonight on the PBS program Independent Lens. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Greene.